This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels. Tonight's broadcast is sponsored by Time for Learning.
Time for Learning is a fully customizable, fully scalable online homeschool curriculum. With features like automated reporting, adjustable grade levels, and award-winning service, Time for Learning helps customize a curriculum to meet your individual child's needs. From pre-K to 12th grade, you can give your children the tools to work independently, study confidently, and excel in the safety and comfort of their own home, even if it's on wheels. Instill a can-do attitude towards learning in your child. Time for Learning combines the technology kids love with the education they need to make learning fun. Visit timeforlearning.com today and enter promo code ROADSCHOOLER to begin your free trial.
Good evening and welcome to Road School Moms. This is Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, a full-time RVing mom to four road schoolers and the creator of RoadTripTeacher.com, your resource for destination-based curriculum and educational resources for traveling homeschool families. Our crew also chronicles our travels over at DiaryOfARoadMom.com, so we'd love to have you follow us over there if you so desire. I am flying solo tonight as my lovely co-host Kimberly Travaglino is MIA tonight. KT is also a full-time RVing mama to four road schoolers and the co-founder of Full-Time Families, the resource for your family's answers to full-time RVing questions and so much more. Okay, Kimberly really is an MIA tonight. As we can all relate, the Travs had a very full day of traveling on their epic summer road school, summer adventure. It's what they've been calling This Is RVing, their This Is RVing tour. They had a full day of traveling, so she's just now catching up. Their internet wasn't all that great. They weren't quite checked into their awesome Jellystone campground there where they're at in the wonderful state of Kentucky, so I'm taking over the show tonight. If you are not aware what the Travs are up to, they are on a 1,000-plus-mile journey from Florida up to the Midwest. Specifically, they're going to end up in Indiana, and they are enjoying a plethora of awesome Jellystone parks along the way. They are going to make their way up that corridor through to the Midwest to see all the fun that they've been having. You can check out all their pics over at www.facebook.com/thisisRVing. I'm so glad to have you with us tonight. I'm actually still coming to you from the state of Florida. We are coming off of our awesome live broadcast from last week at the FPEA Commission in Orlando, Florida. I have to say that, at least for me, it was an awesome experience. It was the first official homeschool convention that I had ever been to of that magnitude, and it was a great experience. If you missed that show, you'll have to catch the replay over at iTunes or here at RoadSchoolMoms.com, obviously. For that, we talked with Time for Learning, our show sponsor for this evening, and we got to talk with several of the other exhibitors and the vendors. We brought homeschool mom Sarah James with us on board last week and got her input on some of it, and we just had a wonderful time. I want to remind you that if you're listening live tonight, you can come over to Road School Moms and join us on our chat window. That is something that you can use to interact with us while we're online. It's a great place to ask questions. We love for you to check in and tell us where you're coming to us live from your part of the world. And if you have any questions, then it's a great place to ask that, too. Later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Suzanne from Mail Order Mystery. We're so excited to have her tonight. She'll be joining us here in 5 or 10 minutes. Until then, I've got a couple of housekeeping things that we can talk about. First and foremost, I want to do a couple congratulations to some of our full-time families. Congrats to the William families on the birth of Carter Danger Williams. Both baby boy and road school mom Mary Jane are doing great. I actually had the pleasure to hold that little baby boy yesterday, and he's sweet as can be. Also want to send our congratulations out to the Linde family. They added their baby number 11, the baby nomad Paisley Ruth, this weekend. And I know from Kimberly that baby and mom Stephanie are also doing wonderfully. So we want to welcome both of those brand new babies to the road. If you are considering going to the Montrose Rally, the Superheroes Rally out there, hosted by the one and only Laura Hamilton, who heads up Full-Time Families Explorer Program. There are still some spots left for the Montrose, Colorado Superhero Rally. I know that I saw some pictures of the superhero prizes that Laura's been creating for the Superhero Circus and other great activities for that. So if you want to get your spot for that, you'll want to get a hold of Kimberly over at Kimberly@FullTimeFamilies.com. You can also go to that website and register that for that rally direct there from their site. Just like any of the other STF rallies, because they, Kimberly and the Travs and all of the show coordinators want to give their 110%. They do limit those spots. So if you are planning on going to that rally, please do get a hold of someone and get your reservation in. At the end of the show tonight, we are going to be drawing a winner from all the entries that we've had for this week's Time for Learning contest. Now, if you came, if you came to us last week from the live show, then you might remember that we talked with Christina over at Time for Learning, and one of the things she talked about was their mascot. And so that was our contest for this week, to win a 6-month subscription for a family of up to 5 students. Very generous offer from Time for Learning. And that is for the winner that we're going to draw to later to tonight's show. And the object of that drawing is you had to come up with a name of the mascot over at Time for Learning. So if you sent your information in to Kimberly this week, then we have got your name right here in a little hat, and we're going to be drawing that later on. So keep on listening, and we will announce that a little bit later in the show. So I'm looking on our chat window, seeing if we have anybody joining us tonight, and we'd love to know where you're at if you're there. As I said before, tonight's show is brought to you by Time for Learning, the online educational curriculum for K through 12. Now, as you might recall, Kimberly and I both use Time for Learning in our Rhodes School. This next school year, actually between us, we will have 8 Rhodes Schoolers using Time for Learning. Her youngest will be in kindergarten, and we'll have our Rhodes Schoolers clear up through the 9th grade. So that's going to be pretty exciting. For us, I have personally been using Time for Learning for 4 years now. I consider it to be one of my very best tools for a successful homeschool environment in our RIG. If you have specific questions about this curriculum, please feel free to email either of us, either info@roadtripteacher.com or Kimberly@FullTimeFamilies.com. Our combined nearly 30 years of mom experience says that Time for Learning is a Rhodes School mom-approved resource. And I always like to say that it's just a great homeschool partner. I feel like Time for Learning is a great Rhodes School partner in our case. So if you have any questions about that, I know we can put you in touch with Christina or any of the people over at Time for Learning. They're awesome to work with. We interviewed them last week. If you didn't catch that live show, check that out over at iTunes. There's some great information on there. For me, I remember thinking when I got out on the road, one of the last things I wanted to do was to encourage my Rhodes Schoolers to use even more computer time, right? It was my goal when I got them on the road that I wanted them to, enjoy being outside more. And, the last thing I want to do is encourage screen time. But when I talked with Christina and sat down with them in an interview last week, she shared some information with me that I thought was really interesting, and that was that for elementary school kids, they really encourage only about 20 minutes per subject for time for learning in a day. And I thought that was, that was a reasonable amount of time that you could spend online for something like that. She also gave the parameters when you got up to maybe the middle school age, that time would probably increase to about 30 to 35 minutes a subject. And then by high school, of course, a typical homeschool, high school person using time for learning might use up to an hour or so a day per subject, but that also seemed reasonable considering the age. So, again, check that out. We're putting a link right now in the chat window over here at Real Rhodes School Moms. And if you're listening on a replay, you'll just want to check that out on our RhodesSchoolMoms.com page, where we list all of the nearly 100 episodes that we've done here on Rhodes School Moms tonight, for the last 6 seasons. Okay, so I'll just have to say it's a little bit harder without KT on here. She always has something to say. She always has something that she wants to bring up. She always has great housekeeping notes to keep us on our toes about all of the full-time families events that are going on. I know that Father's Day is coming up, which means that their Father's Day photo contest for STS is coming up again. This year's winner will be getting a Waste Master sewer system from Lippert. To submit your entry, go over to fulltimefamilies.com for more information on that contest. I know for me, I can remember so many awesome photos that you get to see for that, and I can't even imagine trying to pick just one winner for that. So that'll be coming up here in a few weeks. I can tell you that we've got a great lineup over the next few weeks for the rest of June. I know that I personally talked to the creator of Life of Fred math book. Some of you might be familiar with that curriculum, Life of Fred. It's a great math alternative to a traditional textbook form of math program. One of my homeschoolers actually uses Life of Fred. That's kind of what put me on to trying to find out who was this person that created this resource. It was very untraditional, not exactly what you'd expect to find out there for math curriculum. So we reached out to Stan, that is the author and creator of Life of Fred, and he'll be coming on the show over the next couple of weeks, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Here in just a few minutes, we are going to be talking with Suzanne. She's a creator of Mail Order Mysteries. Kimberly and her crew recently did the Pirate's Adventure Mail Order Mystery, and they so enjoyed it. They received several cryptic messages that they needed to decode and several historic relics that really brought the mystery to life. I know that she mentioned Tonya, her 9-year-old, really looked forward to each and every delivery that they received, and she actually copied each letter and the maps and the clues, and she hung them all over her bedroom area. So it was a great way that I know that she kept Tonya engaged with that program, and so we're really looking forward to having Suzanne on the show. She should be dialing in here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we can take any questions that you might have. I know that I've seen Bunny. She's on the line. Hi, Bunny. She is in Delaware tonight. I know I've been enjoying your pictures, Bunny, you and Katie, Road School Mom, Katie Graham, seeing all the things that you've been seeing. That's an area I know that you're saying is new territory to you. It would be new territory to me as well. That's one area that we've never got to explore yet, was the far northeast coast. So that's something that we're looking forward to. Speaking of the northeast, you may or may not have already seen the information on our Colonial Times rally. That's going to be happening in September in upstate New York. If you have not gotten your spot for that, I know the last time I checked with Kimberly, there were under 8 spots left for that rally. So if that's something that's going to be a part of your fall travels, you'll want to be sure to get a spot for that, because I know that the campground, when it's full, and when that rally event sells out, there will be no spots left for that. So again, check over to Full-Time Families for that reservation. Let's see, I was going to talk to you a little bit earlier in the show when we were talking about the FPEA about a couple of the things that I saw at the homeschool convention last week that I thought were particularly interesting. You know, I love to go to those types of things because you see things that, you know, maybe aren't quite traditional. I guess I'm always looking for the something off the beaten path. I know Kimberly, as well as Sarah James, found a curriculum. And I wish I could think. It's called Blaze the Trail, I believe is what it's called. And it's an entire bag of information. It's actually just one book that the publisher of this, her name is Holly, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, but I think it's Giles. It's G-I-L-E-S or Giles. Not sure how that's pronounced. But that curriculum it's published by Giles Publishing. And Holly put together this one giant book of all the information that she felt like that she used basically to homeschool her boys. And I'll have to say it was such a pleasure to meet her family at the FPEA last weekend. She was talking with, you know, customers and showing them, you know, how to use her products. I know her husband was, you know, bringing the supplies in and keeping the inventory stocked, and her boys were right there, hands on deck. One of them was taking money. One of them was sacking things up to make sure everybody got their you know, what they ordered, and it was just a great experience to see. And I just thought, well, you know, if whatever she's used to teach those boys to be so diligent and so mind-worthy, then that was kind of interesting for me. So I'm very excited. I know that Sarah James actually bought the curriculum. I know Kimberly was looking at part of it. I didn't buy everything that was there for the whole year's worth of curriculum, but I did buy a unit that is based on the Laura Ingalls Wilder books and some other things that we bought, including a nature study. So I'm really excited to look at that. One other thing that I found interesting was a cooking curriculum. One of my road schoolers was way excited about that. When I first looked at it, I thought, oh, my gosh, this is just one more thing that we don't need in our rig to be sitting around. But I'll tell you that it was really interesting. It was, the publisher of that, if I remember correctly, it was called Radish, R-A-D-D-I-S-H. And it was either a 6 month or a year-long commitment to do that. And I know that we are slated to have those ladies there from the West Coast out in California that created that curriculum. And we're slated to have them on sometime during the month of July. So we'll be able to tell you more about that. It was really, really interesting. I know Bunny just typed in on our chat and said that Delaware is a great place to visit, so much history there. And I can see that from your pictures, Bunny. You know, and everybody else that's traveling in that area. I can't wait to make that trip out there. I'm hoping that when we're on our way to the Colonial Times STF rally later in September that we get several weeks to, explore that area, because I know there's so much to see that you definitely need to plan to spend several weeks to, you know, to do that, to take advantage of that. I'm not sure if we have gotten Suzanne on the line yet. Doesn't look like she's dialed in. Are you there, Suzanne?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can now. I didn't see the little light up, but I do now. I'll tell you that
great.
I'm going to apologize right out of the gate because Kimberly didn't get to make it tonight, and she is always the one that runs all of our technical, so she is definitely the master of that. But, Suzanne, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome, welcome. This is Mary Beth,
Thank you.
So excited
to
have you. Yes, I'm so excited to have you tonight. For those of that aren't familiar with mail order mystery, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, mail order mystery is a company that sells what we call story experiences. So we sell mysterious stories over several installments that are sent in the mail. So right now we have a pirate story, and we're just about to launch a fairy tale story. So each one of these is told over several mailings, and they're all personalized to the kid. There's all kinds of objects and clues and ciphers and codes that are a part of it. And then at the end, there's a big sort of resolution with these kinds of keepsakes that the kids get to have at the end. Does that make sense?
Exciting.
It's hard to explain sometimes.
It does make sense. So tell me, how is this something that you have been doing for a while? How did this come about? Were you just always a mystery buff?
No, it was actually kind of a spontaneous thing. I'm a writer, so I think about storytelling a lot, and I have kids, so I think a lot about what they like and how to keep them engaged. And we just had some time on our hands this summer and came up with this idea, and we just did it. My husband helped me a lot, and we just thought, why don't we just try it out and see if it works? And it's definitely working. We're really excited about it.
Awesome. I love that. I know many, you spoke of summer, and I know many homeschool moms feel like they really need to keep their kiddos connected through the summer and, you know, to keep on learning. Would this be a good summer learning adventure, do you think, Suzanne?
Absolutely. It would be great. And we're getting a lot of emails from people, and I would imagine this would be an issue for people on the road, too. We're getting emails from people saying, you know, we're spending a couple of weeks up at a cottage, or, you know, we're spending part of the summer here, part of the summer there. I'd like to do a mystery, but, you know, we're moving around too much. So what we've come up with is an option where we can, and we did this for Kimberly, too. We'll send all the installments in one package, and that way the parents can dole them out in whatever order or at whatever speed that they want. But for sure, I mean,
awesome.
It keeps kids engaged, and it's a really great thing for kids to do together, too.
Well, you just answered the next two questions that I had on my list, and that was, well, what do we do if we're not at the same address? Because I know for me, I'm getting ready to kind of start on a, a couple of month journey. I'm not going to be anywhere for more than a couple of days. So that's awesome to know. And so I know that I read the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it for somebody that's listening. How long from the time that you order something online, the time you order a mail order mystery, could someone in the United States expect to receive that, just so that, you know, our listeners can gauge, you know, what address that they might, you know, need to use when they ordered that?
Well, when you order a mystery, we ship every Tuesday. So, like, right up until tonight, you could ship for this Tuesday. And then all of the mail takes, you know, however long it takes according to Canada Post guidelines, which can be a little bit loosey-goosey. We ship from Canada. We're Toronto-based. So I think it takes up to 6 business days for mail to get to the United States. And sometimes it can take a day or two longer, but that's sort of the framework that we're working in.
Awesome. So tell me what skills a student would need to possess in order to use a mail order mystery independently.
Well, they should be able to read, but what we found that's really interesting, when we came up with them, we really imagined that they'd be for kids who are, you know, starting around 8 or 9 years old when they're reading independently, and then up till 12 or 13. But we're getting a lot of feedback from parents who are saying that younger kids, like that, you know, 6 and 7-year-olds who do need help with the reading, actually love the mysteries in a completely different way because they really believe them. Like, they really believe that there's buried treasure out there, and they really believe that they have these pirate ancestors who are sending them letters. So it really, I think mysteries are great for kids like from 6 years old, depending on the kid, right up to probably 14.
I can only imagine how, if you immerse yourself in these mystery projects, how you probably wake up, you probably go to bed and wake up, you know, with this whole idea of what's going to happen next and, you know, with the imagination. I absolutely love that. So I anticipate that this is a good project kind of for a family, you know, to do together. Am I right about that?
Definitely. We test our mysteries before we put them up for sale, and there was one family that did the pirate mystery, and hands down, the dad of the family loved it the most. He was so excited about it. He had, like, all of the ciphers all over the dining room table, and he was trying to crack all the codes himself without any cipher keys. So, yeah, for sure. And I hear from families all the time talking about, you know, what characters are up to what and whether they think they can trust this one or that one. So I think it definitely is the kind of thing that a family can work on together, but actually get excited about together and really do together.
Mm-hmm. And are there any other supplies that you must have during this process? You know, once you start receiving these mailings, do you need to have internet access, or is everything that you need encompassed in the mailings that you receive in those installments?
You just need a pencil and a piece of paper. That's it.
We really, our roads,
very deliberately made it a zero-tech experience because, I mean, I know as a parent, it's a constant fight to get my kids off screens. And when they're on screens, I feel like, you know, I can see that they're fully engaged, but I have no part in it. I don't know what they're engaged in. And so I wanted to take that right out of the equation. So there's one, in the pirate mystery, there's a phone number that you can call, but it's not necessary to call it, and that's the only technology that's involved in either of the mysteries that we have so far.
Well, I know that a lot of our Road School moms, that'll be music to their ears. I know it is for me. So that's a great point. What can it
And we also, another thing I wanted to say is we make sure when we write the mysteries that nothing has to be accomplished to move on to the next phase. So even though there are codes to crack and there are ciphers and clues and stuff, they don't have to be solved in order to get the next installment of a mystery. So kids can sort of get as much into it as they want. And if they're stumped, it's not going to hold them back.
Well, that's good to know. So tell me, right now the pirate mystery that's out now, is that mystery if I ordered this mystery and my road school friends over here in another place ordered the mystery, will we have the same installments? Are they basically identical?
They are, but the letters are all personalized to the kid. So
sure.
if they were going to you, it would be, "Dear Mary Beth, I am writing this letter to you because." So it does feel like a personal experience for the kids, but yes, they would be getting the same mystery. You know, unless for some reason you contacted me and wanted part of it changed or customized somehow. I mean, that's always a possibility, but that's not something that's ever come up.
Right. I know,
so
what we were talking about.
Story, right?
Right, exactly. And that's what I was looking for. Kimberly and I both talked about that it would be fun to kind of have a mail order mystery group later on in the year or something, where we could all, you know, no matter where in the world we are, it was something that we could all be doing kind of, you know, together and watching what each other's family was doing. So that would be amazing. Yeah,
that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, and
so
I know
how
that
long
sometimes...
does it...
Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say,
I
heard that sometimes kids, you know, find out that another kid in their class is doing it at school, and so they'll bring the letters and the installments in together, and they'll go sit together and try to figure things out and talk about how much they know. So I think that, yeah, and we're also getting a lot of kids this summer where multiple families are going up to cottages, and they're doing mysteries together. So I think that sort of shared extended group activity is a fantastic idea.
Awesome. So how long does it take a typical mystery to last? Does it last for weeks or months, or how long can someone anticipate to start and then complete a mystery?
It's 6 weeks. So we mail once a week for 6 weeks.
Okay. So it is really the perfect summer project. I can't wait to get started on one of these.
I know.
So Yes. So is there anything else that you can think of that someone must know about your mail order mystery? I know I, for one, my kiddos are so excited, I've actually had to hold them off because I told them Kimberly and I are both of our family, we've already decided that we're going to do this together and then invite some other, you know, our other FTF families in on the fun. So we're trying to hold off for your fairy tale.
Yes, well, I was going to say that's something we're extremely excited about, the fairy tale mystery, and really happy about it. And I know it sounds like the kind of thing, because it's a fairy tale, you'd think it would be for little kids, but it's definitely, you know, nothing is quite as it seems, and there's lots of sort of twists and turns, and it's kind of a modern take on what the fairy tale is. So I think that will definitely appeal to older kids as well as younger kids. And the other thing I wanted to say is, as a company, we're very flexible. So it's like I was saying before, if people need to have everything sent in one box, I mean, just send us an email and we can definitely work on those kinds of logistical issues. And I know that your community probably has questions about that kind of thing. So just email us and we'll see what we can figure out.
Suzanne, one more question. What can parents expect their learners to gain from a mystery project?
Well, there's the reading, definitely. I mean, and it gets kids really excited about reading, which is also always a great thing for parents to see. It really gets their imagination going. For the pirate one, it gets them really excited about geography and where these things are taking place. You know, kids will get the globe out and they'll be looking in the, you know, the South Pacific and trying to find these little islands that they've never heard of. Problem solving, definitely. Critical thinking. You know, it's because it's such an interactive thing and such a fully engaging process, I think it really pulls out all of the kinds of things that you want any educational experience to actually pull out, and plus it's so much fun for them. No, it's like video games, educational video games even. I mean, it drives us crazy as parents to see how much they love it, but they're fun, and you can see that it's doing all those things for them, right? Like, you can see the wheels are turning, they're solving problems, it's gratifying for them, but they're video games. So we do think we've accomplished is create a completely engaging, immersive experience that appeals to all of those same things for them. And plus the satisfaction of the story resolving and the excitement of the big finale and everything is, and they get to keep something. So that's fantastic for the kids too.
Well, I absolutely love your product, and kudos to your family for thinking of this project and for putting all the pieces together and making it work. I know for me, I can't wait. I don't know if you heard me before you came on or if you were on there, but I know that Kimberly has just talked so highly of the mail order mystery that they done with the pirate. Her 9-year-old Tonya actually, she copied all the letters. I mean, she posted, she put all of the maps and everything were around her bedroom area and their rig, and she was just so into it, and it was something that they talked about.
That's fantastic. I actually didn't know. I'd sent the entire package to Kimberly, and I didn't know when the kids were doing it, so I didn't realize that they'd actually started. That's really great to hear.
Yeah, they really did, and I know that they anticipated, Tonya specifically anticipated getting those mailings, and she just, they really couldn't wait. So it was a wonderful product, and I know we're really excited, too, in our family. So for our listeners out there, can you tell us how to order Mail Order Mystery and where to find you at, and please include any social media you have, links, or your email address?
MailOrderMystery.com. It's an online store, so you just go there and everything that you need to know. We've got a Facebook page, Mail Order Mystery on Facebook, and you can see on both those pages there's a lot of, you can see what people are saying about the mysteries. There's on our website, if you really want a better idea of what's in every single mailing, you can get that as well. I know some people really want to know what they're getting in the mail. The one thing I should say that is sometimes confusing for people, because we're a Canadian store, we have to do everything in Canadian currency. So if you're in the United States and you order, it shows the price is $75, or I think it's usually $75. It changes a bit depending on the currency exchange. But then when you go to check out, it will say $99. So it's still the same amount of money. It just switches it into Canadian at the end. So don't freak out and think you're being overcharged, is what I'm saying.
Right, so it does that automatic conversion. That's great. Yeah, I'm glad you
Yes, we got a lot of questions about that.
So I know that you made the very generous offer to give away a mail order mystery. Am I right about that?
You are correct, absolutely.
Okay, so I think what we're going to do, we are going to open the contest tonight, and we are going to run this through next Sunday night, and we talked about earlier on the show, and for any of our listeners that have been with us the last couple of weeks, Kimberly's family is on the This Is RVing epic summer adventure that they are doing from Florida back to the Midwest to the state of Indiana. And during that trip, they celebrated so many years on the road. They are celebrating what number year nomadic anniversary? That is the question. And so you'll have to do a little bit of research to find that. That is the mystery of our week here, at least at this point in time, is what year, how many years have the Travaglinos been on the road? This is what nomadic anniversary that they just celebrated this last week on their This Is RVing tour. That is the question, and you can email that answer to me over at info@roadtripteacher.com. I won't have you email Kimberly because they're crazy busy trying to move from one crazy Jellystone, awesome Jellystone park to the next. So email that answer to me at info@roadtripteacher.com, and next Sunday night, live here on the show, we will draw that answer so that Suzanne can send you the winner of that, their very next mail order mystery.
Excellent.
So, Suzanne, thank you so, so very much for coming on the show. We so appreciate it. We love your product, and we can't wait to use it.
Oh, thank you so much. And I look forward to finding out who won. Okay.
Yes,
bye-bye.
We'll sure let you know. Thank you, Suzanne. Good night.
Thanks. Good night. Bye.
Oh, my goodness, that was so fun. I'll have to tell you that I can't wait. When I knew that Kimberly and her kiddos were doing this several weeks back when they started this, my kids, of course, wanted to be copycats and do the same thing, and I kind of held them off because I wanted to start it in the summer. So that's something that we're definitely going to be looking into over the next couple of weeks. So, again, if you know already how many years the Travaglinos have been on the road, then you just email that number to me, info@roadtripteacher.com, and we will put your name in the hat and draw one lucky winner out next Sunday night sometime during our live broadcast, and you will win your very own free copy of Mail Order Mystery, compliments of Suzanne. So we want to thank them again for that. Now, if you've been listening from last week, our giveaway was the awesome package from Time for Learning, which is a 6-month subscription for up to 5 kiddos in a family. And we had several entries for that, and I'm mixing them up right now. And I'm going to have one of my kiddos actually draw the name out.
Before we announce the winner, here's a word from our sponsor.
Time for Learning is a fully customizable, fully scalable online homeschool curriculum. With features like automated reporting, adjustable grade levels, and award-winning service, Time for Learning helps customize a curriculum to meet your individual child's needs. From pre-K to 12th grade, you can give your children the tools to work independently, study confidently, and excel in the safety and comfort of their own home, even if it's on wheels. Instill a can-do attitude towards learning in your child. Time for Learning combines the technology kids love with the education they need to make learning fun. Visit timeforlearning.com today and enter promo code ROADSCHOOLER to begin your free trial.
Okay, draw one out. Just one. Don't look. Oh, this is so funny. So the winner of that 6-month subscription is Bunny Arnold, and I'm so excited because I know Bunny is listening, and she is listening from Delaware. So, Bunny, when you get to where you have an internet – well, I guess you've got an internet connection or you wouldn't be talking to me on the chat window. So you just need to – actually, I'll email you the link for Christina, and you can get with them and – get your free subscription for the next 6 months. That's awesome. Congratulations, Bunny, and thank you, Time for Learning, for that wonderful gift. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So I am looking at our chat window to make sure we don't have any other questions that we can answer tonight. I know it's a little bit shorter show, but, woohoo, Bunny says. Thanks, and looking forward to trying it out. That's awesome. Well, we hope that you'll love Time for Learning as much as we do. I know for me it's been a godsend for me in the very beginning when I didn't have any clue what I was doing. I turned straight to Time for Learning and let them kind of take the wheel for the first several months until I figured out how and when and why I wanted to homeschool and road school and all that kind of thing. And I have, over the last 4 years, kind of evolved with Time for Learning. I do not use it the same way as I did when I first started. And if I'm being honest, I guess I can say that every year I switch it up a little bit of how I use Time for Learning. I can tell you that when we were at the homeschool conference last weekend, we sat down with some other Time for Learning homeschool moms, and that was a lot of fun to get to talk with other moms and see how other people use Time for Learning in their road school and what questions they had or their homeschool and, what kind of parameters they set to use that successfully. I know for me, I've talked a little bit about this before, but I use Time for Learning now with interactive notebooks. And that is just kind of a companion, a written companion, kind of a notebooking tool, if you will, that goes along with each one of my students being able to write down what they're learning in Time for Learning, each subject that they might be using. It's a place for them to jot down vocabulary words or, lists of information. I guess my rule for my kiddos is when they're going through subject by subject, if they feel like something is, important enough to write it down or to take a note, it's a great note-taking, a way for them to be a little more successful at note-taking. And I tell them, if you use it, if you write it down, you put it in your interactive notebook, then you can use that information for a test. And so that really gives them, the confidence, or, well, maybe not the confidence, but it gives them the encouragement, I guess, to, take good notes and to, make it organized and be able to read it and put it together in such a way that they can refer back to it if they need to. So that's kind of how I use Time for Learning for right now. And if you are in our Road School Moms group over on Facebook, I encourage you to, if you're using Time for Learning already, maybe give a shout out to Time for Learning and let us know how you use that. Speaking of our Facebook group, I wanted to check there really quickly while we're still on the line and see what kind of road school and review pictures we have. Here a few weeks ago, someone coined the term, and I can't remember who it was that came up with the sneak peek in your week of what your road school looked like. But I know that I so enjoy seeing those every single week. And special thanks for this week to all those that have already put their pictures up. I know Sarah James has put hers up here just a couple of hours ago. They visited Mammoth Cave this week. They've done the Junior Ranger program there at Mammoth Cave. What a wonderful national park to visit if you have time. I actually have a Mammoth Cave study guide that has all kinds of lap book resources, and you can even use that in an interactive notebook, actually, if you want to, over at roadtripteacher.com. If you're listening tonight, I will actually offer that Mammoth Cave study guide to our Road School Moms listeners. All you have to do is send me an email at info@roadtripteacher.com, and I'll send that right over to you. Looks like they also went down an alpine slide. They explored the Outlaw Cave, and they are back in Indiana reuniting with friends from when they lodged earlier this year. So that's fun, Sarah. Thank you for sharing. Heather Paul also gave us a sneak peek in her week. They are down in Florida. They visited the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, and it looks like that they had some lazy days there and got to ride bikes and spent some beach time, so that looks like a lot of fun. As Bunny Arnold said earlier when I was talking and she was over in our chat window, they have spent all kinds of time visiting Civil War museums in Virginia. They went to the Confederate Capitol and the Virginia Science Museum. Oh, my goodness, she has more than 25 awesome historical pictures that she has done from what they called a walking history tour. And gosh, just all kinds of things. My goodness, what an awesome area that she's visiting. Also, Gretchen Christina, looks like that they've done the junior badge program at Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park. That also looks like a very historical place to spend some time. Oh, my goodness. So many great pictures this week. We also got pictures from Stacy McGovern. They had a crazy busy week. They also were at a Nature Center hike, the Norris Dam Strait State Park, American Museum of Science and Energy, and they also visited Mammoth Cave. There's another thumbs up for Mammoth Cave. That's a great national park if you've never been there. And even if you have been there, it's one of those places that you can always go back and learn something new. So congratulations to the McGoverns. It looks like that was their first National Park junior badge. The National Park Junior Ranger program is such an awesome program. And if you have a fourth grader in your road school this year, you are eligible to get a free national park pass. All you have to do is go to nps.gov, I believe is what it is, the national park site, and you can register right there and print off your free national parks pass for the year. So that's just a wonderful resource that you can use for wherever in the world you are traveling. Heather Gabia is also given her sneak peek from the Colorado National Monument, Grand Mesa National Forest, and the hot springs out that way. Oh, my goodness, more and more beautiful pictures. I can't get over all the wonderful pictures coming from across the country. And congratulations to Teresa Hostin, her life riding shotgun. They their nomadic group is celebrating their 2-year nomadiversary, so congratulations to those. Spirit Carr is in Williamsburg, and she is looking for other FTF. So, my goodness, what a great resource our Road School Moms group is. If you are not familiar with that and you're not a part of that Road School group, just go on over to Facebook.com/Road School Moms. And it is a closed group, so we feel like it's a safe place for you to share your concerns and encouragement and all that kind of thing with each other. And, again, we like for you to post your sneak peeks for your road school any time of the week that it's convenient for you, because we like to keep other moms encouraged and let each other know what we're doing from across the miles. In the meantime, I will remind you that we do have Road School Moms Prayer Team, RSM Prayers. That's RSM like Road School Moms, rsmprayers@gmail.com. If you have a prayer need or prayer request, please feel free to drop a line to that email, and we have a team of awesome ladies that will be glad to pray for you. It's a completely private, request. It's not anything that's ever publicized, and our ladies are very confidential and have a lot of grace, so that's not something to worry about at all. And if that's something that you need, feel free to take advantage of that. I think I'm going to wind this up this evening. I'll have to tell you that I have missed Kimberly immensely tonight. It's hard to be on here and not have somebody to bounce things off of, but I know that they are enjoying their trip up through Kentucky this evening or today, and will be in Indiana, landed in Indiana here in just a few more days. So we want to wish them safe travels. And if you have not followed them on their trip from Florida, then go over to This Is RVing over in the Facebook group and keep track of what they're doing and all the wonderful Jellystone parks. I know that Kimberly's been really diligent about posting daily recaps, and they've been giving some of their advice, if you will, I guess, of how they travel, you know, what they keep in their rig to eat and what they keep in the truck to keep each other busy and not in each other's hair, and just all kinds of awesome advice for when you're traveling and on the road. And she's also done an awesome job of showing what the Jellystone parks that she is at. And I'll have to tell you that when I start heading north, especially that Nashville Jellystone Park was an awesome park. There are so many things it looked like to do there, and so I can't wait to make that part of our plans. Speaking of campgrounds, if you are looking for a family-friendly park, don't forget to check out the FTF campground directory. That's available also at fulltimefamilies.com if you want to avoid the kid tax. That's a great resource to use for that. So I think then we're going to wrap it up here. Watch our Road School Moms Facebook group this week and see what we have slated for next Sunday night. As we talked about before, don't forget to do your research and find out how many years the Travs have been on the road. Send that number to me, info@roadtripteacher.com, and I will put you in the drawing for a free mail order mystery that we will draw out live on the show next Sunday night. Until then, mark your calendars for 9 p.m. Eastern Time, live next Sunday night, and safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.